Praise the Lord.
Praise God indeed. I can't be in here without praising the Lord, letting y'all know how great my God is. And I know y'all have to know it. And if not, come sit down with me after service and I'll tell you how great God is. You know, He always carries us through things that, you know, no matter how we feel or what we think we're going to face. And if you know me, I tend to get worked up about things that hadn't even happened yet. And my God is great enough to not only put up with me and say, I got this, just give it to me. And I just want to say how great He is tonight. Talking to my brother just a minute ago, talking about it being a rough day and a rough week we go through. We talk about midweek refueling, Wednesday night prayer meeting, so many things that we do. So let's all just get ready for church tonight. I want to worship with you and I want to praise the Lord. Y'all won't see me jumping around too much tonight probably, but you never know. Holy Ghost has a way of just taking charge, doesn't He? So if y'all would, let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. Y'all excuse the mint. I just put me. Get rid of it. I want to go ahead and invite everybody. For all of you watching online, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villarica. I want to invite everybody. This Sunday is the church's 57th anniversary. I know the date we're celebrating. Homecoming. I'd like to invite everybody to come. As we do each and every year, it's a wonderful time of worship, wonderful time of celebration. I know the choir, they've got some special songs set up, but I want y'all to take the opportunity for Let's Gather Together. And if you know anyone that has visited our church or was a part of our church, just kind of get the word out to them. Not everybody sees the feeds, or we're so honored to have all the text blasts and all that go out. But let's invite everybody to homecoming. All you're asked to do is just bring a bunch of dishes, the church is furnishing the meat, and we're just going to have a bunch of food, a bunch of fellowship, but most of all, spend time with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, I don't know about y'all, but we all started at different times. And the best part about it is that it's amazing whether you've been here one service or 20, 30, 40, 50 years. God is the same God, and it's just we're our family. Like we can get together like we've never been out. And I appreciate y'all's prayers, too. But we're going to go to the Lord in prayer tonight as we open up. Anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request? Yes, ma'am. You know, God, give us peace through times of loss. Absolutely. Anyone else on my right side? Brother Jim, I'm sorry. See you. Oh, is she? Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely keep earning our prayers and caring to. Praise the Lord. Anyone else on my right side with a spoken prayer request tonight? All righty. Anyone on my left side with a spoken prayer request tonight? Praise God. Back in the box. Y'all not excluded back there. We still love you. Praise God. Anyone up on the roster? Just a lot of unspoken, a lot of text blasts going on. I know it. A lot of us have been following the family as they've lost their little one. And the funeral, I saw some pictures of it today too. We want to keep it. But if you have an unspoken, just show by the raising of your hand. You know, God knows, and as we acknowledge that we need God is really what we're doing. We need Jesus and just let Him through His precious blood. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just love and praise You. Dear Lord, I just thank You for this day. Lord, thank You for the opportunity You've given us to gather together in Your house and in Your mighty name. Dear Lord, as we come together tonight, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, we want to celebrate You. Dear Lord, we want to thank You and praise You and worship You in everything that we have. Not only just in our appearance here tonight, but in every moment of our life. Lord, we ask You to continue, dear Lord, to lift up the families that have lost loved ones. Dear Lord, You know the struggles that are going forth. There are those that's been carried through and having diagnosis and know they need procedures, dear Lord, those that need Your touch, dear Lord, whether it be for healing or for protection, financial needs, dear Lord, there's so many situations going on. But, dear Lord, we're placing each and every one in Your mighty hands. Lord, again, we thank You for our congregation. We're so blessed, dear Lord, that You've allowed us all to come together in Your name. Lord, now we're going to pray for the young people and their class downstairs, Lord, for the teens out in the other building tonight. Lord, and for their leaders and their teachers, dear Lord, we ask for Your many blessings. Lord, as we prepare for this homecoming, this celebration, dear Lord, of the unity of this church, dear Lord, the the design and everything that came forth through your through many prayers, dear Lord, and you are the one that answers our prayers. You hear our cries. Lord, we just love and praise you. And, dear Lord, we're just going to give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. We're going to do a congregational song real quick. I think I've got the right page. I didn't grab my other Bible. I got half of those. Those pages are kind of wrinkled and off. By and by, is that 3:30? Probably not. No. By and by. Huh? Okay, I'll fly away. I'm sorry. I had it on my mind. I'll fly away. 3:33. Had the page right. I wasn't trying to take your song. Is that what you're doing tonight? Praise God. I'll fly away. Page 333. Amen. Take up the evening offering. Do we have any other announcements to be brought? Did I say everything about homecoming that needs? Just bring the side dishes, right? All righty. Okay. And also, I just wanted to mention to y'all, and there's a lot going on. You know, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes. And I don't feel like no one, you know, and I know 99.9% of the people that are doing the work aren't doing it for any recognition. But as we go through in each day and every day, as we notice things done differently to the church, not only to the repairs or painting, fixing up different things and lights getting changed, I just want us to, if y'all would, just keep in prayer and just in thankfulness to all those that do the work around church and for the ministries of God. So we just want to live, Lord. Brother Bitsy, would you ask the Lord to bless our evening offering? Amen. 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 We're going to go ahead and call on some special singers, and I'm going to ask y'all if you would, when you get ready, come on up. But Sister Brenda, Sister Susan, and Sister Linda, if y'all would, in any of that order, however you'd like to do it, I'm going to go ahead and go back down there and get out of y'all's way.
You know, sometimes, and I'm sure y'all do this too, sometimes when I get in the Word of God and I'm really just got my mind totally off of everything except the Word of God, I get excited. And I get to the point to where I'm like, God, you can come on back and get me. You know, really laying all jokes aside of Sister Linda, if it wasn't for me having my kids and my grandkids, I'd say, come on, get me right now. You know, I'm ready whenever he gets ready. I just don't want to leave them. I think somebody was saying that the other day. If it wasn't for having to leave your loved ones, we could just go on. But I have been, the Lord has really been dealing with me with a couple of different things. And when the Lord deals with you, you feel like there's a change coming on in your life. And I just want to do whatever God would have me to do. You know, one of the things I've heard about the 10 virgin angels two or three different times in the past month, I don't ever want to be that angel that is just not sure if I'm going to make it, you know, because there's nobody going to give. They got to make sure that they're making it. The other five had to make sure that they were going to make it. They ain't going to have time to give to nobody else. And I just, matter of fact, I was praying today and I said, Lord, please make sure that this vessel is filled all the way. So when he calls me home, I'll be ready to go, and I ain't going to be worried about what I leave behind. They can come with me or they can stay behind, but I'm going. They say there'll be no tears in heaven, but I could not understand. For the things that faith is crying won't be found in that land. There'll be no pain or sorrow, we'll never be sad again. It's a place of peace and rest, and the joy will never end. It'll be hard not to say something right quick. One of the things that they had diagnosed me with dries my throat out real, real bad. And so sometimes when I get up here and I sing, I'm constantly having to swallow. So that's why sometimes I miss some words, because I'm having to make sure my throat's wet. So I don't want y'all to think, well, that girl's just lost her mind. It's not like that. It's just really hard for me to sing with a dry throat.
Just suppose God searched through heaven, He couldn't find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed to buy eternal life for you and me. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, and had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. I'm so glad He was willing to drink His bitter cup. Although He prayed, "Father, let it pass from me," I'm so glad He never called heaven's angels. From these hands, pull the nails that torment me. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, and had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost.
Goodness, what beautiful pictures have been painted in my mind from those songs tonight. Can't you just picture a place where there is no more pain, no more sorrow, no more tears, for any cause, none whatsoever? Well, in my mind, that sounds like home to me. Y'all worship the Lord as I try to sing. Somewhere just across the Jordan River is a place of everlasting joy and peace. Where the stream of life is flowing there forever, crown of life is waiting there for me. That sounds like home to me, right where I want to be. Now, this is a song I'm supposed to sing. Satan fights, don't he?
Go with the story as we sing of His grace and glory, where the saints of God will be. Oh, that sounds like home to me. Somewhere just across the Jordan River, a place of everlasting joy and peace, where the stream of life is flowing there forever, and the crown of life is waiting there for me. That sounds like home. Again, the hills will echo with the story as we sing of His grace and glory, where the saints of God will be. Oh, that sounds like home to me. And little's playing by the tree of life. No pain, no disappointments there will hurt us. And Jesus Christ Himself will be.
Did not sing that right, hardly even a word. But God knows my heart. I'm ready to go home. It's a beautiful place. Absolutely, and I am looking forward to the time. Do I want to leave my friends and my family? No, I don't. I don't think any of us do. But the older I get, and I just turned 75 a few weeks ago, but the older I get, the longer that longing is deep within. I'm so glad that God loves me. I'm glad that He chose me. I love the Lord. I always want to be found doing that He would have me to do. Y'all pray for me. I'll try to learn this song next time. Oh, okay.
beautiful song. It made me think of the song, Some Call It Heaven, I Call It Home. Amen. I'm not going to sing it because it's in the words, but that's what it made me think of. What a home it is. Amen. It's not a temporary home. It's an eternal home. It's going to be there forever and ever and ever. No more rent. No car payment. No high gas. It's sad when you get excited, you see gas for $3.79. That's sad. That's really sad. Because it makes me think years and years ago, I used to fill up for $5 and drive a car all week long. I'm going to sing a song that I was on the bread truck. Spent a lot of time on the bread truck. And no music, no radio. You couldn't hear it because the trays in the truck would go just make the noise, you know, as you're driving down the road. So I learned to sing with the trays. And I wrote this one. Let's do it in E-flat. Jesus, I need you. It sounded like E-flat. Where's E-flat? Yeah, you know, talking about singing that song on the bread truck, but it was because you hardly ever had a real, real good week where everything went well. So you needed Jesus every day. It's been one of them weeks. I'd need him every day. Amen. And how many knows that he's always there for us? Gives us just what we need. Amen. And not always what we want, but always what we need. Jesus, I need you again today. There's just no other way. Whenever I find myself facing a wall, you're the only one that I can call. Jesus, I need you again today. There's just no other way. Whenever I find myself facing a wall, you're the only one that I can call. There's been days when everything I did turned out wrong. Then I remember words in this song. Seems like you're the only one who knows just what to do. So Lord, please understand, that's why I'm bothering you. Jesus, I need you again today. Just no other way. Whenever I find myself facing a wall, you're the only one that I can call. Whenever I find myself facing a wall, Lord, you're the only one I need to call. How many knows we need Jesus every day of our life? Amen. I certainly do. Precious, awesome, on time, The great I am, the first, the last, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, and all of those in between. What a wonderful opportunity he has to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Just good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. If you love him, give him a hand clap of praise. He's worthy. He deserves all of our praise and even more. Amen. You know, God is amazing and people are amazing. You know, I was thinking about the 57 years and thinking about my granddaddy and grandmother, Sister Bailey. And when Sister Bailey got on in years, not long before the Lord took her home, she began to be confused like so many of us that get to that age. And sometimes she would think that Papa was still down there in the building working. And she would talk about Clow being down there or say things that the family knew. And they would just, you know, started just sort of accepting it. And then some of the things didn't make any sense at all until somebody mentioned something about the Scripture. And she would take it and go with it. And she remembered every word of the Scripture, and she would just recite the Bible. It was forever engraved in her mind and in her spirit, even when her other facilities were not able to comprehend or bring up certain memories. The Word was there. Isn't that precious? Isn't that wonderful to know that that Word can be there in our hearts and in our mind? And I was reminded of that this morning as I was feeding Mother her breakfast. And for the last couple of days, sometimes I've said, Mother has two kind of days, a sleepy day or a wild day. And when it's a wild day, she's got, this hand doesn't move, but this one does, and she's kind of just fidgeting, and she'll pat me, and then she'll grab my face, and sometimes she'll knock the spoon out of my hand, so I have to keep her hand down. So she started that this morning. I said, Mother, I'm going to have to tie your hand down so I can feed you. She said, well, praise the Lord. It never ceases to amaze me that testimony's there. May not be much else, but that testimony's there in her love for God. She said some things pertaining to the Lord before, and that gives me encouragement to know that God can give us peace even when some of our other facilities have left us. All right, if you have your Bibles tonight, go with us to the book of Psalms, the 46th Psalm. One of my favorite Psalms, by the way, and I have many favorite wonderful psalms. I go to psalms a lot of times when I need comfort, when I need strength, when I need encouragement, because I so can relate to David and some of the other psalmists that wrote, and it just kind of lifts my heart and lifts my spirit. But the 46th psalm is a psalm of promise. It's a psalm of God won't forget us, he won't leave us, and he will be that help whenever and whatever we need him to be. But I want to focus on verse number 10 and 11. The whole chapter is good, but I want us to focus on verse number 10 and 11 of the 46th chapter in the book of Psalms. The writer said, be still. Everybody say that with me. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah, or pause and reflect on that. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for the opportunity to gather here tonight and for the desire that you've placed in our hearts to do so. Father, we're thankful for your blessings. We're thankful, God, for your promises. Father, I pray tonight that you would lead and guide and direct in the path that you would have us to go. Father, I pray that you would anoint these lips of clay tonight. God, just speak through this vessel, God, this oracle that we need to hear. Be submissive and obedient to your word and to your will. Father, we pray for those who are struggling, those who may be sick or afflicted. Father, praying that you would reach out and encourage them, touch them, and anoint them. Father, those that are lost and undone, please, God, have convicting power upon their heart and draw them to an altar of repentance, Lord. And we'll be so careful to give you praise and honor and glory. We ask it in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the house tonight. The Lord. What a privilege it is to know Jesus and to have his word with us. Tonight, just a simple thought. Be still. Be still. Actually, the Hebrew definition says, cease striving. Cease striving. There probably hasn't been a time in my history or my time on this earth that I've ever seen so much strife and stress and confusion and all of those things that accompany stress as we see going on today. We hear it, read about it, we see it on the TV, we see it on the news, hear about it from families even here around in our neighborhood. But the Spirit of the Lord has comforted us, and actually we can call the 46th Psalm basically a song of God's help. This was a song that the Israelites or the singers would sing. In fact, the sons of Korah, I think, are the ones that sung this, or they were like the choir at that particular time. And they would sing this not once, but they would sing this over and over, as they did a lot of the Psalms. Even the 23rd Psalm was one that was recited time and time again, to not only just make people feel better, but to give people encouragement to know that God was a God that is always with us. So it's a song of assurance of God's help, even in, and there's some things that we need to notice here. First of all, verse number 1 starts off with God is. Verse number 5 starts off with God is. And then later on, it tells God is with us. So we can certainly trust and know that God is with us at all times. Not just the good times, but as well as the bad times, the time of stress, the time of strife, and all of these things. But to be able to be still takes dependence on the Lord. We're a little bit anxious sometimes. I say that as society. I say that as a people. So many times we want to take things into our own hands and we want to fix them, but I found out many, many times we should have just turned it over to the Lord to start with, because many times I've messed things up so much that only God could fix it. Situations in our life, problems, decisions that maybe were made hastily and not really consulting with the Lord. I'm not asking for a testimony tonight, but probably that has happened to many folks, if not here, at least some people that we know. And I certainly can testify in the fact myself made decisions before when I thought my will should be done and the Lord just ought to sanction it, only to find out later, Brother Chris, it wasn't His will, and I had to repent and say, Lord, you know, I got ahead of myself, and help me to wait upon You, and You'll lift me up and You'll encourage and You'll make a way, but it'll be Your way and not my way. So we need to understand that we need to depend on the Lord all times and seek His counsel in everything that we do. God is a wonderful phrase there, because that lets me know not God was or God will be, and He was all of those things too, but He is an I am God. He's a God that is with us wherever we go. I sang the song, Jesus, I need You again today. Well, He's not leaving me. He hasn't ever left me. Even though those days when I thought I was all by myself, He was with me. Sometimes He was quiet because He was all right. Amen. As we preached the other night, the storm didn't bother Jesus. He slept right through it. It was the disciples that were fearful for their life. Many times that's us when we have a relationship with the Lord. You know, the Lord thinks everything's just going smooth because your faith and trust in Him. And He already knows the outcome when we can't see the outcome. We're still stressing and we're still worrying over the situations and trying to make ends meet or all those kind of things that we try to do as human beings. And the Lord has everything under control. So basically, this is an urgent command for us to just be still and let God be God, or let God do His work. And you know what? He doesn't need my input. All He needs is my faith. So first of all, the writer tells us that God is our refuge. Can I see the hands tonight who are thankful that we have a refuge? Amen. Can I see the hands that thankful that know that we need a refuge in this day and hour? Man, we need that place. We need that place where we can lay aside every weight, every problem, every issue, and just get in touch with the Lord. Sister Brenda, you mentioned it just a little while ago. You find that refuge in the Word of God. Find that refuge in the meditation and seeking God's will. And many, many times you have a mindset of shutting out everything else around you and just getting involved and focused on the will of the Lord. Some find it in their prayer closet. You know, when they can just go, and the prayer closet doesn't necessarily have to be a closet, but it is a pretty good place, because when you do that, you do shut out a lot of interference, and you find that place and you find that refuge to seek God. And you know what? You don't have to seek Him very long, because He's already with us. Amen. The seeking part is just getting our mindset right, because the Lord, I've never found Him uninterested. Brother Chris, have you ever found God uninterested in anything that you come to Him about? No, he's always more than interested in whatever problem or issue arises within our life. So he is a refuge from the storm, a refuge sometimes when we just need the hand of God to cause us to be still. Just be still and know that I am God. You know, we say that, we preach that, and we even have songs about that. But you know, it's not the easiest thing to do, because when we're up against the wall, as the song says, or when we're facing another problem or another trial, so many times it's hard for us to be still. And I'm not talking about physically jumping around. I'm talking about the nerves that are within us and how that we do different things, you know, when we get nervous, and how we kind of try to look for an answer to the issue or to the problem or whatever. And first thing you know, our mind is just swirling, and we're trying, but then it makes us upset. And I even know of people who actually got physically sick because of worrying and stress and strife in their life. So God speaks to the psalmist here. If you will notice, most of the psalm is written in the person of the psalmist writing. But here in verse number 10, he begins to quote or write what God has spoken to him. Man, and I guarantee you, if we had an opportunity tonight to give each and every one of you an opportunity to speak, there's been times when God spoke directly to you. God speaks to congregations. God speaks to nations. God speaks to people. But I'm so glad that he can be an individual and an intimate God that can speak directly to our heart, and it's exactly what we needed to hear. And you know, sometimes you say, well, brother, how does he do that? Have you ever been listening to a song and all of a sudden they heard that song before, and you like the song, you like the melody, you like the lyrics, but all of a sudden there's a phrase or a word or a lyric in there that hits exactly where you're living that day? And you know, I don't think that's a coincidence. I don't think that's by chance. I think that the Lord uses that, and he can do anything. Amen. He's Almighty God. He can do things that are beyond our ability to even comprehend. And I think sometimes he speaks to us even on the airwaves through a special song, because I've been driving before and all of a sudden, man, that's exactly what I needed to hear or see it on a church marquee. Or open the Bible. Amen. I like what Brother Jeff said, Jefferson Morrow. He called it, what do you call it, Bible Russian roulette. You know, just open the Bible and anywhere and see what the Lord speaks to us. But it doesn't happen every time. Sometimes you need to get in the Word, and you need to study, and you need to run reference. You need to find what God is speaking to you. But how many of us, again, have been open the Bible sometimes and look, and it's almost like it's just in big, huge letters, and it's a scripture that we need to have that day, and God speaks expressly to our heart. That is a God of refuge. Amen. That is a present help. He said, a very present help in trouble. So we're so thankful for that. He also says that God is strength. He is our strength. I mean, we need strength in this day and hour that we're living in. Certainly we need physical strength. That goes without saying. But we need spiritual strength as well, because we are in a battle. If you don't realize it, understand that I'm preaching you the truth tonight. We're in a battle. Amen. There's an adversary that doesn't like you. There's an adversary that wants to throw every stumbling block he can in your way. He wants to trip you up. He wants to mess you up. He wants to get you frustrated, aggravated, upset, and all those things that go along, amen, with battling against the adversary. But again, the scripture here tells us that the God that we serve, the God is strength to us. And we need that strength each and every day. Man, you know, there used to be a little pill bottle looking thing, and it was called One a Day. But it didn't have vitamins in it. It had scriptures. Has anybody ever seen one of those little tubes that says different scriptures? And you just pull out one of those scriptures each and every day, and, you know, that's a scripture that you can relate to or have it affect your life that day or whatever. And it's amazing. You know, of course, you got those scriptures there anyway, but this was just one of those things. Pull it out and begin to read it, and it would help you during the day. So we need to know that God not only is a refuge, but he is our strength. And the third one is what really, really powerful to me, because I've had to rely on it so very many times. One of the most frustrating things, I think, to a human being is to need something and not have it readily available. I don't know if that frustrates anybody like it does me, but I can push something out of the way in the house. I can see it time and time again. And then when I go to try to find it, I cannot remember where it is or where I put it. That's happened on several occasions. In fact, it just happened this weekend. And I was pulling out totes from the building, and I was going through all that stuff. I pulled out totes from the attic, and I was looking through that, and I was thinking, where did you put that? You've seen it time and time again, and it's always with some of my hunting or my clothes and stuff like that. And I was looking for it, and it was a can of a silicone spray. Penny was asking about it. She wanted to spray her backpack so that it would be a little bit water resistant. I don't think it would be completely waterproof, but water resistant. And, you know, I did something like I did back when I was a little bitty boy. I remember I was hunting a little baseball bat that I couldn't find, and I had racked my brain. And one day I just, you know, I'd see Mother and Daddy pray for things, and I was just praying. I said, Lord, let me find that baseball bat. Lord, please let me find that baseball bat. And I went out in the yard, and I hadn't looked anywhere hardly, and there was that baseball bat that I found, and that made a believer out of me. So I tried that again. I said, Lord, help me to find that can of silicone spray. I know I put it in a tote. I know I put it in a drawer. I know I put it somewhere. I've seen it. I can see it in my mind. And, Lord, I just need you to help me find it, and so that I can get Penny off. I mean, so I can give it to Penny, and so she'll have it to spray her backpack. And I just really hadn't got that prayer hardly out of my mouth or praying to the Lord. And all of a sudden, you know, anybody ever had one of those VA moments? You know where it is? It's in the camper on the hunting land. No wonder I couldn't find it. All of a sudden, I can see that bottle set down there. That's where it was, you know. And during last year, I guess I put it down there and didn't bring it home. But you know what I did? I got so happy, I went to Walmart and bought her another one. So we got two cans of silicone. She's got one, and I've got one. But he is a very present help. That was a lighthearted thing. But you know what? God answers prayer. A little simple prayer like that. But you know, the same God would answer a prayer if he was in the waiting room of a hospital and you was praying, God, I need you. I need you to touch in my family. I need you to touch in this situation. Lord, I need you to make a way. I've tried everything, and everything that I've done has fell apart. God, my life is falling apart. I can't do this. Everything I touch just kind of seems to fall by the wayside. Lord, I need your help. You know, I can't fix it, but, you know, God can. And just like Sunday morning we was praying, and God just kind of spoke to me, and I told the sister that was asking for prayer basically what I'd said, you know, God don't fix it, fix me. And when God fixes me, it gets fixed. Amen? Because then it doesn't matter as much as my relationship with God. And when I seek him first and put him first, he's the God, the very present help in time of trouble, in type of need or in time of need, whatever that situation may be. God will make a way. Even when we've racked our brain trying to figure out a way, if we just release it and turn it over to God. Doesn't that sound simple? Why is it so difficult for us to do that? Why is it so difficult for us to be still and cease from striving? Cease from stressing. Cease from worrying. And just be still. Know that I am God. Be still and know that I am your strength. Be still and know that I am your refuge. You've got a refuge. Me. Be still and know that I am a very present help in time of trouble. I like that, I guess you would call it an adjective, very present help. That means he's readily available and he is accessible. Amen? We can don't have to dial one, don't have to press two or press three or all that, or stand and waiting in line. I don't like lines. My daddy was the same way. My daddy, he had a reason for not liking lines, because he was in the military. He said you had to get in line for everything. You had to get in line to eat. You had to get in line to get your shots. You had to get in line to do all those things. So he didn't want to get in line for doing anything. He just wanted to go get what he got and be on his way. And I guess some of that rubbed off on me. But you know what? We don't have to stand in line when we need God's help. We don't have to stand in line and wait on anything, except we can just go to the Lord in prayer, believe, and ask God to touch it, and God will make a way. A very present help in the time of trouble. And the writer describes what God spoke in verse 10. Be still. I don't know if your parents have ever asked you to settle down. Be still. You know, let's talk this out. Settle down. I use those kind of words, you know. We'd stress out when we was kids. You know, we thought, well, one little problem was the biggest problem in the world. And then daddy would just say, be still, let's talk about it. Whatever, and you find out, hey, he solved it, you know, just like that. And God can do that if we have the faith to believe in him to be able to do that. Why is it so important to be still? The Lord of hosts is with us. Each and every day, every time that we have a problem, he's still there with us. I want us to go to Numbers chapter 9 and 8. Moses, the designated leader of the children of Israel when they were leaving Egyptian bondage and going through the wilderness journey. And God would often call Moses and have a consultation or conversation with Moses. And then Moses, in turn, would go to the congregation and tell them what thus saith the Lord. And in the ninth verse, and this was or the ninth chapter, God was talking about remembering the Passover, and then God was speaking to Moses' direction and all. And then in verse number 8, this is so good. And Moses said unto them, the congregation, stand still, and I will hear what the Lord will command concerning you. But basically what he said, you got to quit stressing. You got to quit striving among one another. Striving never solves any problems. All it does is make you throw up a bigger and greater defense. But be still, consult the Lord, seek his word, find what his word says to you, obey it, and God will make a way. Again, he's a strength, he's a refuge, very present help in time of trouble. Now, talking about stress or striving, there's a very interesting scripture that we find in Proverbs chapter number 26 and verse number 20. This is more concerned with friction or quarreling or arguing or strife between people. Now, does it happen? Sure, it happens. It happens in families. It happens in relationships. Many times it happens even with us and God. Many people in the Bible would strive with God. God would get the upper hand. I myself have offered up excuses. I myself have said, Lord, no. One thing we need to learn is not to tell God. Not going to ask you to do anything that he's not going to equip you to do and be with you. Again, he's a God of refuge, a God of strength, a very present time of help. But there are some stressful times. There's some times of quarreling. There's some time of striving. And a very wonderful scripture in Proverbs 26 and verse number 20. Where no wood is, the fire goeth out. I think we preached on that because I have that mark there. But the rest of it is very, very important. So where there is no talebearer or gossiper, the strife ceases. Many times, just the loose lips. Many times, saying a word that maybe we should have held. Said, Lord, you know, help me to control my tongue. The Bible talks about the tongue being full of deadly poison, so it can cause strife. Be careful what you repeat. Be careful how you respond, because many, many times that causes a lot of strife and a lot of friction. So if there's no wood there, then the fire goes out. Some people like to throw wood or fuel on the fire and make it worse. What do we say? They like the drama. God's not about drama. God says, be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I'm God when you just got bad news. Be still. Know that I'm God. When situations face you day in and day out. When problems arise. How many knows God is a problem solver? So many times we try to, again, I know I'm being a little redundant here. We try to fix it and then God says, wait a minute, let me do it. Let me fix things up. And you know what? That's the reason they're called a miracle, because we don't see any way to fix it. I've even made statements like that. There's no way this is going to happen. And then I happen to think, wait a minute, I serve a God who is a refuge. I serve a God who is my strength. And I serve a God who is my very present help in time of trouble. Why can't I learn just to release it to Him, give it to Him? And when we do so, it's amazing how He works it out. But He works it out in His way and in His time. Amen? So it's a good saying to be still. But as a human being, I speak from myself, it's a difficult thing to do sometimes. We get antsy, we get anxious, we get impatient, and we want it done now, and we want this worked out, and we want it worked out just exactly like we want it worked out. You know, I found out in the Bible, too, that God sometimes takes man's plans and tears them up and throws them away and says, that's not the way we're going to do it. But when he does it right. So tonight, if you don't remember anything else, just know that sometimes we need to be still and listen to God. We need to be still and seek His will and know that He won't leave us and He won't forsake us. He is a refuge. He is our strength. And what is He? A very present help in time of trouble. Aren't you thankful that we got somebody that we can go to? Just as the song says, Jesus, I need you again today. God bless you. I love you from the depths of my heart. I'm looking forward to this Sunday, a time of homecoming, that 57 years, I believe, and that's the church has been here in Villarica, which was a split off, kind of the church of Rockmart. That's where my granddaddy had pastored, and he had resigned because of work, but when he was retired, the Lord called him down to Villarica. He built a home there behind Dad, and they started a little work, which was the old building that's behind us. It's no longer here. This is a facsimile of the original block building. God has been good to us. He's blessed us. Granddaddy always wanted to see the adjacent land out here and was not able to see that before he went home to be with the Lord, but we did. The lady promised if she ever sold that parcel of land, that First Pentecostal Church would be first in line to get it. And from there, the Lord blessed us with the Curtis Center. And that's such a blessing, too. And most of you know, some of you might, but the Curtis Center was named after Sister Jenya's daddy, Brother Curtis McAdams, because he did so much work out there. And we wanted to dedicate that and did. And that's called the Curtis Center. So maybe some that have been coming here a long time didn't know that. The Curtis Center was named after Brother Curtis McAdams. And that's where we're going to be having homecoming. So looking forward to having each and every one of you come and bring somebody with you. Amen. Would you stand tonight? I'm going to ask my brother to come. I don't want his leg to swell up on him, but we're going to give you an opportunity. If you need prayer tonight, please know that this altar is open and we'll pray with you. God, I serve, is able to heal on Wednesday nights just like He is on Sunday mornings and Sunday nights. Anyone tonight? All right. Well, God bless you. We love you. May God keep you. Be safe. Hope to see each and every one of you Sunday. Sunday morning, going to have time of fellowship, worshiping the Lord. And somebody said Sunday, I said, we're going to have food. I said, have you ever seen a homecoming? Well, we didn't have food. Yes, we're going to have food. We're speaking on faith now. I believe the Lord's going to have plenty of food there. But look forward to seeing each and every one of you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, how we love you. We thank you, God, for this group of people that have come here tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your abounding love, for your sweet, sweet spirit that we feel here tonight. And Father, I pray that we'll be submissive and obedient to your word, to your will. And God, we'll take to heart this psalm, God, to know that you are our refuge, that you are our strength, and you are a very present help in time of trouble. Father, I ask your blessing upon each and every one, every family represented. As we dismiss tonight, keep us safe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.